97.9 GRD. Oh, what an incredible day already so far. The 23rd year, I believe, for the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. Holiday break-ins. Families helped because of you, because of Sarah Honda Granville, because of Family Fair. So checking in with Tommy, who is completing or has completed his break-in. Tommy, hi.
Hey, Jana, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are things going? What's up?
Well, things are going great, and I do suggest if you're not doing a holiday break-in today, stay off the road.
Yeah.
Goodness. But, man, it went really good, and I'm just going to start with the letter, then we'll go from there. But, and I just kind of, you know, I just took the names out and went with husband, wife, and daughter, okay? So, well, the husband of the family is a friend and coworker to the nominator. He's 38 years old, married to his wife of 15 years, and has a 12-year-old daughter. The father was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease 4 years ago, and it's been a rough road ever since. The speed of his disease has been heartbreaking. Regulating his medication to work has caused him to miss a lot of work, which means they are behind on bills. And he was fitted for a medication pump a few months ago to get the meds directly into his system faster. Now, this was not as successful as they had hoped it would be, the decline of his condition and his age. He got this when he was 34, so this has been going on for a while. And you only maybe 10 to 20% of people who are diagnosed with Parkinson's get it under, like, age 50. This is usually something that happens when you're older in life. But he did qualify for brain surgery. Now, fortunately, he had this surgery November 21st, and so the electrodes were placed in his brain to help control his constant involuntary movements, but this will not stop them, nor the progression of the disease, but hopefully to have a better quality of life. He will be off work for approximately 3 months. He is the primary source of income for the family. He works in a local factory where he is probably the most valuable employee at the company. He's one of those guys who can run and fix everything there. He's looked up to by all of his coworkers, but the stress of their financial situation and his anxiety of the surgery, you know, is obviously overwhelming. Yeah. His wife and daughter have taken on a lot of the day-to-day responsibilities. I know this family isn't even thinking of Christmas, but only thinking of what the surgery will bring and the future that lies ahead. And then the person went on to say, I would love for this family to have a beautiful Christmas and forget their worries for a brief time. The holiday break-ins, you know, would be a blessing and an amazing gift to them. And thank you all that you do for, you know, for everyone, and Merry Christmas. My nominator was excellent, and she, along with the father's best friend, they're the ones that helped behind the scenes. He got him out of the house and stuff.
Yeah.
And when I went in the house, there was a Christmas tree with not one thing underneath it.
Oh.
And you know, when you're out of work, you know, in and out of work for 4 years and stuff like this goes on. This was a family that, you know, unlike some of the stories we've heard earlier, they were doing okay.
Yeah.
And then 4 years ago, they got gut punched, and it's changed their whole world. And they're not thinking about Christmas. They're just thinking about, you know, their dad, their husband, and I'm sure the father is very concerned as well. But luckily for me, it turns out the father is a hunter, and that's right up my alley.
Yeah.
So when he is able to return to the woods, he'll be getting into a brand new blind.
Whoa.
And I went all out on this one, too. I bought it like it was for me.
Well, I was going to say, was it a little fun for you?
This one, I've had probably the most fun with this one. Yeah. And then he'll be sitting on one of the most comfortable chairs there are. Mm. They make a hunting chair now that is absolutely awesome. And now he'll be there to fire his new crossbow when he gets back and healthy again. I picked out a grunt call personally that I swear by, along with several other items. But, you know, the wife has been carrying a lot of the daily load, as we can only imagine. And so I was able to get her several visits to a local spa. And she gets to visit, you know, multiple times, plus some other items to give her a break. We get her nails done. You know, a lot of things to comfort her, to give her a break, let her walk away for a minute and just take a little me time. Mm-hmm. Lots of gift cards for her and the daughter, Sephora, Ulta, you know, things they can pamper themselves with and stuff. But they do have a 12-year-old daughter, and there's a lot of gift cards, too. The daughter received an Apple iPad and wanted an electric scooter, and it was very hard to find a pink Palm Puff hoodie. One of the hardest things I've ever tried to find. I did not know that that meant so much to the young girls right now. I had to do some research, and I'll be coming back to meet with the nominator on that one. It's still hung up in shipping right now, but I got it because it's a real important in that world. But she got a lot of other items, a lot of gift cards, and there's just so many businesses and their donations. We were able to give them, you know, those $1,500 worth of Family Fair gift cards for groceries. I've got other food gift cards, tickets to the Griffins, museums, ballets. I mean, many other local events. The generosity has really been unbelievable. And a big thanks goes out to Mike and his crew at Witty Lawn Maintenance, who's going to be plowing the family's driveway all season. And I talked to Mike yesterday on the phone. That's how quickly this came together. Mm-hmm. And he was sitting at the driveway when we were getting done loading into the house. And I went over and talked to Mike for a minute and shook his hand. So if anybody in the area needs snowplow service, you get a hold of Witty Lawn Maintenance. They will take good care of you.
So he's already on it, like plowed today.
Yeah, he just plowed the driveway.
That's awesome.
I was pulling out and the nominator, he plowed the driveway. So we got the first one done.
He may have
to come back later today the way things are going today.
Yeah.
But there's one more thing that happened. And you know the chaoticness of trying to put all this together. When I read the letter, it touched me because it just reminded me of how at any given moment something can change a person's world. And a lot of times you don't think that when you get up that morning or whatever that life-changing moment can be, and it just shows you it can happen to anyone. But there was, you know, being off work for 3 months, and obviously this has been a four-year process, I'm sure there's been a lot of time taken off already. And so I'm sure the bills are mounting, and so I was rewriting the letter last night, bigger letters so I could see it because my eyes aren't good anymore. But so I blew it all up, and then I called Free Beer last night at like 9 o'clock at night, which is not late for most people. But I goes, oh, God, he's probably in the bed right now. And I was like, I got to see him this morning. So I went and talked to him and Hot Wings, and we were able, thanks to Idiots for Underdogs, to get them a check for $3,000 to help with some of the bills. For the next couple months and stuff, too. So, you know, that tree is full now, and they don't have to worry about Christmas. It's taken care of, and hopefully the next couple months will be a little bit easier because we were able to help. And that goes to a lot of people that I need to thank. So bear with me on this long call, but I want to do a big thank you to Sarah Hunt of Granville for their continued support for the break-ins for several years now. I know I'm not probably supposed to say their names, but they're good friends, David and Susie. They've been more than generous with donations, and they are good friends of mine. The GRD and the Free Beer and Hot Wings show, I can't thank them enough. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra, they gave $1 to the Idiots for Underdogs from every ticket sold. Family Fair, you know, one of the grocery chains of Spartan Ash, giving all the families today $1,500 in grocery gift cards. Just amazing. And then let's see here. A longtime partner, Talsma Furniture, stopped in the studio today. Advanced Asset Management, Basic Payroll, Flat River Group, who gave all these amazing toys, the Berlin Raceway, Graham Art Museum, Grand Rapids Ballet, Meyer Gardens, Grand Rapids Children's Museum, All In Hospitality, NOCO Provision, Celebration Cinemas, Robinson Dental, Van Haren Dentistry, Jets Pizza, thanks for all the gift cards. Bissell provided some vacuum cleaners. Van Annelen DeVos for WWE, Disney on Ice, Grand Rapids Griffins, Grand Rapids Goals, Grand Rapids Rise tickets. Witty Lawn Maintenance for providing the snow plowing. The folks who purchased gifts on the Amazon's wish list, and most importantly, every single person who nominated a family. We could not do these break-ins without this list of amazing people and businesses. Thank you all. You are the true rock stars in West Michigan. And that's all I got for you, Jana.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tommy. Thank you for sharing about your family. Hopefully this brings some relief and really helps. Amazing that you were like able to walk in and, you know, deliver Christmas. So be really safe driving back. Okay, I'll see you soon.
I'll see you soon. And I hope they got these roads cleared out for you later today, because I'm really excited to hear yours as well.
Awesome. I can't wait.
All right. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
All right. Bye.